I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. East Timor asked for United Nations peacekeepers following the recent riots there. But international peacekeeping forces are not always welcomed. The Somali parliament wants African troops to help return law and order after 15 years without a strong government. But the plan has slowed talks between the temporary government and the Islamic Courts Union. That group recently declared the capture of areas, including Mogadishu, the capital. Somalia is an extremely poor nation of about 10 million people. It became independent in 1960 after rule by Britain and Italy. Since 1991, different groups have struggled for control. American troops intervened at the end of 1992 to provide security for United Nations efforts to aid millions of Somalis. In 1993, 18 Americans died in a battle in Mogadishu. American troops left the following year. United Nations peacekeepers left the year after that. A 2-year temporary government is based in Baidoa. This week, the parliament accepted a proposal by the African Intergovernmental Authority on Development to send peacekeepers. People in Baidoa demonstrated in support of the plan. But protests included a march Friday in Mogadishu by several thousand people organized by the Islamic Courts Union. The chairman of the Islamic Courts Union has written to American officials. He said his group would help prevent Somalia from becoming a refuge for terrorists. Western nations worry it may be too late. Foreign governments are believed to be helping warlords who oppose the group. An American official said Friday that the group will be judged by its actions. Also this week, the United States held an international meeting in New York to discuss Somalia. And United Nations officials said as many as 2 million Somalis need food aid. In East Timor, President Xanana Gusmão thanked peacekeepers from Australia and other nations for returning order. He said the government was partly to blame for the recent violence because it was unable to solve the nation's problems. Economic progress has been slow. East Timor hopes to earn lots of money from oil found under the Timor Sea. Yet, for now, many people are unemployed. In May, East Timor celebrated the 4th anniversary of international recognition of its independence. UN peacekeepers left the former Indonesian province last year. Now, East Timor wants them back. The violence involved different groups of East Timorese. At least 30 people were killed. 100,000 fled their homes. It began after Prime Minister Mari Alkatiri dismissed 600 soldiers in March. They were protesting what they said was unfair treatment of soldiers from the western side of East Timor. In the news, in VOA Special English, was written by Nancy Steinbach. I'm Steve Ember.